Welcome to the Chamber Connection on Talk Radio 1080, a program designed for small business owners, aspiring entrepreneurs, and community members who are eager to learn more about the intricacies of running a successful business. Hosted each week by the dedicated staff of the Chamber of St. Matthews. Now here's your host for this week, Josh Suter, CEO.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Chamber Connection on Talk Radio 1080. My name is Josh Suter, and I will be your host today. And today in the studio, I have Julie Miller and Steve Church with Blue Mind Health. Welcome in, guys.
Thanks.
Thanks for having us.
So we're going to start with an easy question. Why don't you both take a couple of minutes, tell me a little bit about yourselves and what you do at Blue Mind.
Well, I am the director of sales and marketing for Blue Mind. I've been with them for 10 years now. Time flies. Prior to that, I was in the staffing industry for 15 years and just saw a need for employees that didn't have access to care. And Blue Mind fulfilled that. So it's been a pleasure to be here and make sure that we're helping folks get healthier one person at a time.
Yeah, and I came from the insurance background. I have a benefits background. Health insurance agent for 33 years. I retired in 2021. And Michael and Julie approached me and said, would you like to work with us for on the side and just do some consulting? I said, sure, it sounds great. So I rode along with Julie for about a week and loved the concept. And I've been here now a little over a year. Mm-hmm. So it's been a fun treat.
That's awesome. So for those of you who don't know, we just recently, the Chamber entered into a partnership with Blue Mind. And so the inspiration behind today was we wanted you to get to know one of our newest partners. So my next question is, can you describe to our listeners what exactly is Blue Mind?
Probably the best way to describe it is exclusive access or membership to a network of healthcare centers for primary care, wellness, and chronic condition management. We have two goals in mind, to guide members to healthier outcomes and to save employers money on their healthcare costs.
And I think one of the reasons why I was so attracted to what Blue Mind is doing is having been in the space where health insurance year over year for employers continued to go up, 10-20% every year, Blue Mind offered an opportunity to turn a lever that would give the employer some control. So what I feel like is Blue Mind is a sweetener to a health plan, and it really, really fits well into a very good offering for employees for retention and also for attraction of new employees.
Yeah, we would agree. The whole reason we entered the partnership is we have our own health insurance plan. And one of my first questions for Julie was, are we stepping on toes here? And it was like, nope, absolutely not. So we're excited to work with you guys. So when it comes to Blue Mind, how does Blue Mind differ from my primary care physician?
I think I would start with a little history lesson. The concept of a clinic is not new. It actually started in the 1800s with the coal mine and railroad industry. And interestingly enough, we have signed a coal mine to serve. But family practice doctors have moved to concierge medicine, but not everyone can afford that. So what we've done is volumized that, and we're making it an attractive benefit for employers and the employees and their family members.
Yeah, and if I could just jump in on that as well. The difference in a Blue Mind care center and going to your primary care doc, I would say the number one is time spent with the patient. We are not, we're not obligated to just spend a 13 or 14 minute chunk of time because we don't bill insurance. We don't have those constraints. The second thing would, and Julie touched on this a little bit earlier, access. We are, in some essences, a one-stop shop. So if you come in with an earache, we see you for an earache. We can walk you out of the door with the antibiotics for that earache. And you don't have to go to the Walgreens or the Kroger's and wait in the line and do all that stuff as well. So that's convenient. We have a great referral program if you do need specialty care. Consistency of care. Our people, our providers are always there. It's not like you go to a little clinic or something like that, and you might not see the same provider ever, because they rotate around. And then the sixth thing is outcomes. We track outcomes, and we focus on outcomes. So when you are getting healthier and your family's getting healthier, we track that. And it's very, very important. It's one of our key indicators of success.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you, one of the things that attracted me most to you all was that convenience factor, right? You know, sometimes you call your primary care doctor and they say, oh, well, we might be able to get you in this week. Look, man, I'm running a fever of 102. We can't drag this out for a week.
Right.
The simplicity here is what really, I think, sets you all apart. And that's part of why we entered this partnership with you all. So I'm going to have you all talk a little bit about this partnership with the Chamber. And how does that look? And what do employers need to know about it?
Sure. So we saw a need to serve smaller employers and not overlook the business owner that has maybe three or four employees. And while we have groups that are over 2,000 employees and serve nearly 30,000 members, we wanted to make sure that our local businesses have access too. So in supporting the communities and the chamber, we've put together a package for chamber businesses to access that membership and the services that Blue Mine offers.
And, you know, what the chamber does is it really allows many companies to get benefits that they could not get on their own. And what we do just dovetails really quite well into that.
Yeah, that's actually a good point because, you know, in our chamber, not only is the health insurance a benefit, we have a workers' comp plan. We have discounts on office supplies. And we've gotten real creative about how we find those approaches to entice people to come along. And when you all approached us, I went, well, this is definitely a nice way to add on to that health insurance piece, which has added about 500 members to our chamber. Mm-hmm. But now this is going to help us add even more and increase our offerings to our members, which is probably the single most important part of doing this. So just excited to see how this grows and how it goes from here. So what do you all love most about Blue Mine?
I think that one of the members that we had, you know, we've got wellness programs and they're very interactive. We have a whole team that supports that. But after we had finished one of our lunch and learns that went along with healthy eating and how to do that and, you know, recipes, he came up to me afterwards and he hugged me and he said, you know, I think it's your fault, but I'm going to live longer. I thought, well, if that's what we're accomplishing every day, then we're doing the right thing, right? Steve usually says, you know, we're keeping people out there to make sure that they can go to the kids' soccer games or the grandparents are around to do things with their kids and so forth. And I think that's the key, you know. We can talk about how much money we're saving employers, and that's important. You know, the CFO cares about that. But I think even more importantly is the quality of life that we can give back to people in taking care of them and guiding them to healthier outcomes.
Yeah, and I would say that, you know, Blue Mine has the largest network of near-site clinics in the Kentuckiana area. So of all of our competitors, we have 13, right now we have 13 clinics, soon to be 15 and going towards 25 in the near future. But the people in each one of those clinics, when you go into a Blue Mine clinic, you're going to find a friendly face that's pretty much going to treat you like, you know, the old family doc did, right? They care. And every single office I've ever been into, it's the same. The providers care for you. The people who are drawing your blood are there. It's just, they get it. They really do.
Julie, I'm glad you used the word quality of life because that kind of leads me to another question. We live in a world today where checking out of work is harder, right? Mm-hmm. We have email on our phones. We have Zoom so we can hop on calls at any point. So what advice do you all have as folks who work in the health industry to balance that personal life and that work life?
You know, we try to make sure that we are doing that internally with our own staff and practice what we preach. But we also, as we're approaching care for our members, we're thinking about what they need. You know, we're not driven by claims. It's a flat fee membership to the care centers. And so we don't need you to come back in if it's not necessary. So balancing things like in-person visits with telehealth so that we're meeting people where they are. And we have a variety of industries that we serve. So if it's a transportation company, those drivers may not be able to make it in as easily as maybe our university employees. So again, just making sure that we're meeting them where they are and providing the services that are needed by that family group.
Yep.
So I'm going to back up to one of the things you mentioned earlier, wellness programs. So we're all familiar with like weight loss programs. What other wellness programs do you all have that our listeners should hear about?
You know, I think one of the wisest things that we're navigating to is calling it healthy outcomes as opposed to wellness. That feels like a worn out word these days. And so we really want to quantify what that is. And for each employer, it can be something different. You know, for some, they've had a biometric screening once a year, but nothing else after that. So we always tell them, you know, if you step on the scales and you don't like the number, but you don't have a plan, then we need to do something. So we customize it based on what we see that employer is going to need and what outcomes they want to achieve.
And if I can jump in here. So we were at a care center over in Jeffersonville a couple of days ago. And our nurse practitioner was talking about an interaction with a member, right? And we not only talk about the nuts and bolts of your health, but it's like, you know, setting personal goals and helping people reach their personal goals. Helping people guard their schedule. The little word no is a very, very big word that we just avoid. So our schedules are packed. Prioritizing our health, because we follow up, we can do that. Establishing these guardrails where we can not only help the physical health, but the mental health as well. Practicing gratitude and then valuing others. I mean, those are things that our caregivers are talking to the members about, and that really helps balance some of these things out. You know, work-life balance is a really tough one. Life balance is what we're looking for.
Yeah, I think you're right. Well, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with Julie and Steve about Blue Mind Health and a little bit about some of their expansion and challenges. So stay with us. Come right back on Talk Radio 1080.
Does your business need health insurance? The Benefits Firm is here to help. With the St. Matthews Chamber Insurance Plan, we can help your small business with health insurance. Our plans through the St. Matthews Chamber cover between 2 and 250 employees. We offer high-quality Anthem health insurance with the best statewide and national networks. You do not need to wait for your renewal. If you're interested, please contact me, Billy Fowler, president of the Benefits Firm, at 502-468-1694 or email me at billy@thebenefitsfirm.com.
Talk Radio 1080. Real news, real talk.
Welcome back to the Chamber Connection on Talk Radio 1080. This is Josh Suter. I'm your host today. And back in the studio with me is Julie and Steve with Blue Mind. And we're going to dive right back into our conversation. So I know for a fact you guys are expanding throughout the area, but I want to hear from you all. Tell our listeners a little bit more about your expansion plans in the region. And what do they need to know?
So right now we have 13 care centers across Kentucky and southern Indiana. Our newest ones will be coming to East Louisville and New Albany, Indiana. In January, we'll have 2 clinics opening in West Virginia. And then our next stop is going to be Tennessee. So we'll have a strong focus in 2025 to have half a dozen or so open in the Tennessee area.
Yeah, and my focus, Josh, is just the I-65 corridor. You know, there's a lot of things that are going on. Just right down I-65, you know, we've got a clinic in Shepherdsville. We've got a clinic in Bardstown, so that's close. But E-Town, you know, that big battery plant's going down in right outside of E-Town. So we feel like that there's going to be a need for what we do in some of those areas that are really close to Louisville and still have Louisville, maybe a Louisville presence. Because employers will drive for those jobs.
Absolutely. Well, and when you guys get to that point, don't forget you got chamber friends over here who know chamber directors all over Kentucky, and
for
I'm
sure.
Happy to make those connections.
We will certainly be tagging you in for that.
That's important.
So obviously in any business, there are challenges, right? We all have them. What are some of the challenges you all face at Blue Mind?
You know, first, I think we're a best-kept secret. We want the world to know. We bought these magnets, and I said, I want a Blue Mind magnet on every refrigerator in Kentucky, right? But I think one of the things when we get in front of a customer or a potential customer is fear. You know, this just must be too good to be true. How can you possibly be delivering this level of care, especially if they've had the experience of not getting into a primary care? So overcoming fear, and then just lack of understanding. You know, I feel like we have to tell the story and make sure that we're educating people on how we really make this work, because maybe they've been burnt on a different scenario and it didn't work out for them. So we're asking them to overcome their fear and understand and trust us that we can deliver on what we're promising them.
Yeah, and I think, one of the things that is so important to me from the chamber perspective is that we can now bring this concept from the huge corporations that have been doing this for many, many years, down to a level of where the entrepreneur or the employer with 10 employees can bring this right into their organization and say, this is something that you get only when you're working for, you know, Ford or Toyota or something like that. And now we can bring it down to a member of the St. Matthew's Chamber and say, you can have that too. And by the way, the cost is much less than what you would anticipate, because you're not funding the whole thing. You're funding your portion of it because we have shared sites. So we have many employers using one of our sites.
You're right. And the interesting thing, Julia, something that you said was the overcoming fear. You know, when you guys first approached us, I was like, I have no idea who these people are, right? But Amanda in my office immediately screamed, oh my gosh, I love Blue Mind. Can you please make this happen? And that was a testimonial to the work you all do, because Amanda came to us from the trucking world and she was used to utilizing Blue Mind. And here I was thinking I knew Louisville real well. And I went, I've never heard of these people. I have no idea. But then you started dropping other chambers that we work with and that I know and had conversations with them. And so I think that fear piece is a part of it. But I also think your best kept secret comment is also true. And that leads to my next question. How do you market your services out to consumers? And how can we as a chamber leverage that a little bit as well?
Well, just like you mentioned, we have relationships with several chambers, and we are so grateful that the Chamber at St. Matthew's has allowed us to be part of their program now. But networking and working through those, we want to make sure we're good community partners. So we're looking for ways that we can integrate and serve before we're asking for business. So we'll do that a lot of times. But chambers, referrals, you know, just like you mentioned, Amanda, we've had other companies that have come to us because someone knows someone, or a spouse says, well, gosh, why don't we have this? You know, so it's been through those referrals. And we're working with the brokerage community too. So we've got great partnerships with strong brokers in the community. And we're very grateful that they've taken the time to learn about Blue Mind, tour our clinics, and really see what we're doing, and then trust us enough to put that in front of their clients.
I was waiting to see if Steve was going to add to that.
I couldn't have said it any better. I mean, I really couldn't. It really is just name recognition and getting out there. It just is.
Absolutely. So you also mentioned partnerships, and so that leads to a whole other question. How do you all partner and collaborate within the local community?
You know, a lot of our employer groups will have a particular event or charity. We've been on 5K walks because we had a mayor that said, hey, guess what? We're going to have this and you're going to co-sponsor. And so we're out there at 7 o'clock in the morning and doing that. You know, you got to practice what you preach. So we're doing things like that. We're also looking to support local charities. And every time a golf scramble comes up, I don't play, but I'm like, hey, guess what, guys? You're going to be playing in a golf scramble. So we're trying to make sure that we're connecting in the community, but not just for the fun things, also for things related to health and wellness. You know, we want to participate in those or help build those as we're working with our employer groups. And again, practice what we preach, you know, and get out there and do it.
Yeah, health fairs are something that we really like to participate in. If we could get, you know, a table or a booth at a health fair, the HR conventions, the SHRM convention is another way to get out there in front of the HR folks that are making these decisions. But being present is one thing, but being present and active is another. And that's what we really try to do. We try to make sure that everybody knows that we're in the room without being rude.
No, that's perfect. And honestly, that's part of what attracted us to you all, is that connection you have in the community. And not just hearing it from my own staff member, but hearing it from Anita at Bullitt County, mm-hmm. who loves you guys. She just raves. And so that partnership and collaboration is a big piece of who we are, and you all brought that right to the table with you. And so I wanted to make sure our listeners heard that. And by the way, Julie, we have our golf scramble in July, so get ready.
We'll be there.
It'll be a
blast. Send you golfers from our staff.
I think awesome. I might be on that team.
Yes,
I'm,
really,
I'm really appreciative of that.
I love it. And we're at Eagle Creek in Oldham County. So, great.
That's a great track.
Yeah, we're pretty excited about it. So I'm going to shift gears a little bit, and we're going to do more of a personal piece here. So if you could go back in time and offer one piece of advice to your younger self when you were first starting out, what would that be?
So, you know, we're a health and wellness company, right? So I think my first answer has to be exercise more and slow down on the chocolate. I am so grateful that I get to be part of a company that is truly making a difference, you know, and everything else. And so maybe I would have just said, be patient. You're going to have a job and a career someplace where you truly do make an impact with other people and things like that. And like the guy that said, I'm probably going to live longer and it's going to be your fault. I'm okay with that. That's a great legacy.
And I would like to, I thought about this question too as we were preparing for this. I had three criteria for coming to work for Blue Mind. The first was that I wanted to work for a company that wasn't all about the money. They had to have something that was more important than just making money. Blue Mind checks that box. Number two, I wanted to work for an organization that allowed me to use what limited brain power that I had, but it had to be intellectually stimulating. Blue Mind does that because we get to solve problems for folks, right? And then third was, I wanted to work with nice people. I did not want to work with people who were not nice, and Blue Mind checks that box. So for me, if I could go back in time, I would say, you just need to be more of the following. Be more consistent, be more persistent, be more present, and be more useful. Blue Mind does all those things as well. So it's really a good fit for me in my second career.
I always like that question because I never know who's listening and how old they are. And so if there's a 23-year-old, I hope you listen to that advice because you needed to hear it. Let's talk a little bit about trends in the industry. I know in our world, there's always a new trend. There's a new fad. How do you all stay on top of the trends in your industry?
Education, seminars, you know, we're always trying to find places where we can collaborate with others in our industry, and collaboration, not just competition, right? We always feel like we're the best, but the way we stay on top of our game and make sure we're the best is to talk to others and learn from some of the things that they made mistakes in to make sure that we're always doing better. And if we ever get to a point that we think we can't improve, we need to quit, right? Mm-hmm. We always need to be looking for ways that we can be just a little bit better and serve our customers a little more consistently for that. But besides education, looking back at where we've been, you know, we always have strategic meetings to say what worked well and what did we excel in. Let's make sure we continue that. And where could we have improved and take an honest look at ourselves and say, here's where we can do better and then put it into action.
Yeah, and I think Julie thinks that I probably have the most questions of any person she's ever known in her life. But curiosity is also how we stay ahead of the game. When you stop being curious and you think you know everything, that's when somebody's going to come up and slap you. And we are not a company that's going to sit back on our laurels and rest. We are going to always be at the cutting edge.
Yeah, and I think that's another feather in your all's cap, if you will. You do. You genuinely care, and it shows in everything that you do. So I want to take a minute and thank you both for sitting down with me today and sharing a little bit about Blue Mind. If you want connections to Julie and Steve, reach out to the Chamber. I want to help you. I want to help connect you all to them. And if you're interested in learning more about the Chamber of St. Matthews, you can check out our website, stmatthewschamber.com, or you can find us on Facebook and LinkedIn. And make sure you tune in next week because we're going to hear from Cameron Beck with Game Day Men's Health. That'll be Saturday at 11 o'clock on the Chamber Connection on Talk Radio 1080. Have a great day.